In the late 1920s, Hollywood producers liked coming here to the fancy Millennium Biltmore Hotel to hold business meetings. The story goes that it was here in 1927 that the studio's designer first sketched the outlook of the Oscar statue.
During the preliminary session of planning the Oscars, there were a couple of people in conversation talking about this event, and they started to scribble on a napkin and kind of draw a design about what is now the statue, the Oscar statue.
No one knows where the historical napkin ended up. Director of Marketing at Biltmore Hotel, Anna Segura, believes it was lost nearly 100 years ago. But the Oscar design endured, and in 1929, the first Academy Awards ceremony took place at the Roosevelt Hotel. Yet, years later, the ceremony moved to where it all began, the Biltmore Hotel. This hall hosted the ceremony 8 times, so back then it looked a little different.
This ballroom originally was built to cater to the Oscars with a grand stage, and because of the reconstruction, the hotel went through a renovation, and so they had to downsize the ceiling.
Pompous receptions, breathtakingly beautiful evening gowns and tuxedos, this was the place to see and be seen in legendary old Hollywood. Visitors can still see glimpses of it today on the pictures that adorn the hotel walls.
This picture, that's the one with Walt Disney and Shirley Temple. The beauty about this picture is the Oscar. It's the most iconic because of the Seven Dwarfs nomination, obviously, and he got his award. So you have 7 little Oscars and then the big Oscar trophy.
But not just Hollywood stars frequented the Biltmore Hotel. During Prohibition, the time between 1920 and 1933, when the sale and manufacture of alcohol was illegal, this place drew very different crowds. Everyone from gangsters to politicians came here to meet in a secret bar that was hidden behind this wall.
High name, profile, ranking officials, whether they were government celebrities, it was a combination of just, you know, highly renowned name people. And of course, because of the Prohibition era and having such a great time, at some point somebody had to get out, get away, right? And so that was the secret passage.
Even today, actors and producers love coming here. Jaime has been a barman here for over half a century. All this time, he's been collecting autographs, pictures, and incredible stories. His favorite is about how he met Al Pacino, who decided to take a stroll around the hotel wearing a black cape.
Mr. Pacino, I almost called security on you. I said, why? Because look at you. And he said, well, I'm rehearsing a play at the concert. Oh, my God. So later on, I asked him for his autograph or whatever.
The Academy Awards ceremony hasn't been held here for years. Its venue of choice has long been Hollywood's Dolby Theater. But to commemorate the early days of Oscars, every February, a special themed party is held within the walls of the legendary Biltmore Hotel. Frangelina Bogdasaryan in Los Angeles, NRI's VOA News.